Well, hello, everybody. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm the host of the show. This segment, I'm lucky enough because this is a FEI segment, a Financial Executives International, a partner with Radio Entrepreneurs. That means that Evan Macedo, Vice President of Finance and Operations at Sapers & Wallach, is my co-host. Welcome back, Evan.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Well, now that we're back into the fall, I want to know, how many fish did you catch over the summer?
Jeff, I'm pretty sure I caught all the fish at Lake Winnipesaukee. There might be one or two more stragglers there, but I did pretty good.
That's pretty good. Well, welcome back, and you're looking well. I'm glad we're all back at work, and that's what we're talking about with FEI. We're talking about the economy and how everything's going, and our next guest, thanks to you, James Jarrett, Chief Financial Officer, we call those CFOs, at Carewell Urgent Care. Welcome, James.
Thanks for having me, Jeffrey.
Well, you know, let's start with, tell us about Carewell.
Great. Carewell is a 17-location urgent care network, mostly in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And we take care of sick and injured patients, including workers' comp on a walk-in basis. We also provide a lot of pre-employment services, such as physicals, respirator fit tests, DOT physicals, et cetera, for a range of employers. And lately, we've been performing quite a bit of COVID-19 tests.
That's great. That's going to lead into my next question. I was going to say, James, with this whole pandemic going on this year, you guys must have really had to switch gears to, you know, help out with this COVID testing. Can you tell us a little bit how you guys have had to adapt to everything going on to service your clients or some new clientele that has come up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this pandemic has been traumatic for us, much like everyone else. We've made significant adjustments in terms of what we do. We've had to invest quite a bit of time and money to get PPE for employees to help them through the crisis. We've also used a lot of technology to help ourselves safe and help treat more people who may need testing. We've used sort of an automated registration piece. People can now get a QR code they scan with their smartphone and complete a lot of the questions one would typically complete at a physician's office, how you're feeling, symptoms, et cetera, and sign all your releases. And it's been great. It's allowed people to get registered more quickly. They can scan it and do it from the safety of their car. And we've gotten a lot of positive reviews from that. So that's been a big adjustment there that we've combined with a lot of the additional testing capabilities that we've developed really quickly during this crisis.
Is there a quick turnaround on this? I guess that's the big thing right now. It's about accuracy and turnaround.
Yeah, you know, I think it really depends on what kind of test you're doing. We provide several kinds of tests. We do a rapid antigen test, and you can get your results in as quick as 15 minutes. You can also, we also do PCR tests, which can take a couple days to get the results back from the lab. There have been some times where they've gotten longer, but usually it's several days before we get results from those.
You know, sadly, the other day I was on the phone with someone, I would say, from Florida, who still believes that COVID does not exist. And I said to him, I have some previous clients that have it very seriously who didn't take it seriously. They have it very seriously. Yeah. We've had an employee in our firm who had it. My best friend who's in Toronto and his wife had it. So I, and probably others. So I'm very much aware of people who have had it. What do you do about companies who just sort of are living in this sort of dream world?
Well, I think first of all, you have to wake up and look around and look at the data and look at the numbers. And I wish this were a fantasy that we'd wake up from, but it's not. As you pointed out, people have gotten seriously sick and hurt from this. You know, companies are approaching in a number of ways, schools as well. Some are testing everyone before they come back on site. Others are doing really, really just randomized testing. Obviously, if someone's sick and has your fevers, things that may be indicative of COVID, lack of taste, et cetera, they should be tested really quickly. But it's really fact specific on how your workplace is set up. Some employers are doing it to create peace of mind amongst their workforce. Everyone wants to be safe. No one wants to bring it from home or take it back home. And no one wants to, have to spend time away from work anymore. So it's, you really have to look at your risk tolerance and the risks your employees are exposed to and figure out what makes sense for your business. But I think at the very least, you have to have a contingency plan. You know, if someone on the shop floor gets diagnosed with COVID-19, what are you going to do? If someone in one of the cubes comes down with it, what are your next steps? Is it quarantining? Is it testing? What are the things that you're going to do to keep everyone safe and keep your business running? You know, are you ready to go remote again really quickly if you have to? So those are some of the things people tell us they're looking at right now.
Great. And James, in terms of the clientele, I know you and I have had several conversations on this, but I know you're helping out a whole wide range of clients all over Boston, I'd say the greater Boston area. Can you give us a little insight as to the types of companies that you have been working with and the types of companies that you can work with?
Yeah, we cover a really broad range. You know, we work anywhere from the Fortune 100 companies, they're obviously very big, to the one, two, three person family owned businesses that have really big ambitions. We work with cities, towns, municipalities, a lot of firefighters, police, et cetera, to help them with their needs, whether it's just pre-employment testing, whether it's when they get injured on the job, whether it's, back to work type of testing. We've worked with a lot of these people over the years.
And out of all these companies that you've worked with in these past, I want to say 7 months that we've been in this pandemic, do you have any advice for any of these listeners out there for, somebody might be running a company and, where do you see the future going with this?
Yeah, I think the future will be very interesting, I think, as we get this under control, and we've done a great job in this part of the country. We just have to remain vigilant, and it's something you can't wish away. I think you have to be prepared to test people or encourage your people to seek medical help very quickly if they have symptoms. Insurance does cover these for sick and injured patients, and that's something people should feel confident in doing. I think it's good for employers to encourage that and create that safe environment so we can stop any flare-up really quickly before it catches real attention and becomes significant for this part of the country.
Great.
How has your role changed since COVID? As your whole responsibility, pace of change, the way you're dealing with the management of the organization changed?
There's been very significant change. I've been remote. Several of us who are tougher to replace have had to take extra precautions. I've spent a lot of time trying to secure equipment, to keep our people safe. There were a number of orders that got canceled. Larger people got in front of us, some governmental entities. That's been a shocker. We've had to look at different supply channels as well. A lot of people who had initially started out with 30-day terms really, really wanted cash on delivery for this so they could manage their own working capital. We've had to work with our vendors, our customers, et cetera, to make sure we're in a decent capital position so we can help people out and be there for our patients and employees.
We've been speaking with James Jarrett, CFO for Carewell Urgent Care. A very important topic during these times of change, helping organizations to adapt. We're also speaking with Evan Macedo, my co-host from Sapris & Wallach, and also my co-host from FEI, Financial Executives International. Evan, any more questions before we go?
Nope, I think that's it that I had.
James, if somebody were looking for your help, corporations, companies, all trying to deal with adapting to these times, how would they find you?
Sure, they can go to our website, carewellurgentcare.com. And there's a contact us section there as well. And they can reach out to any of us via that method.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. Would you do us a favor and come back again this year?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jeffrey and Evan. It's been a pleasure.
We want to know how you're dealing with the reality, not the fiction that I was hearing about.
A lot of hard work from the team. Very grateful.
Thank you very much. And I want to remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. I want to thank Evan one more time. It's great having him as a partner with FEI. Thank you, Evan, and good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.